Mic check. 1 2 1 2. Hello everyone, we're back again with another episode. And I was trying to figure out what would be fitting for now. What is a topic that would resonate with people now? Because it's easy to record something or pre-record something and just drop episodes at random just because it's like, okay, I pre-recorded it, but I believe in being intentional. I believe in taking my time and making sure that what I do is in response to what I feel peace on and what I feel guided to do. And so this episode was actually something that I decided to do at the last minute, because the episode that I had recorded previously was a full episode. It's a good episode, but it didn't feel fitting to release at this time. So I sat with myself and I said, self, what is something that we should talk about, or that we should have a conversation about, or provoke thought about? And what came to me yesterday, which was Sunday, was the beauty and the power of the divine feminine. So if you're anything like me, or if you were brought up in Christian churches, whether it was Baptist, non-denominational, whatever the case may be, you've heard the language God the Father or Father God. Now, I've separated myself from structured religion, so I have less attachment to certain language because it just doesn't feel fitting for myself and for my spiritual journey and just where I'm at in the present with myself. But I've been noticing that even when people step away from structured religion, there's still certain language that we kind of hold on to because it's familiar, right? Like, if I don't know how to explain something or describe something, typically I will use language based off of a language that I'm familiar with. So if you hear me say something like God or Mother, Father, God, I'm speaking on spirit, I'm speaking on I am, I'm speaking on the universe. So just know when I say God, to apply the higher power, whatever the name is that you use for the higher power, that's what I'm speaking of. All of that to say, I wanted to debunk some things because I noticed that after checking out my analytics, which shout out to Atlanta, shout out to Tennessee, Memphis. Y'all have been my top listeners since episode one. I don't know what it is about Atlanta and about Memphis, but y'all have been tuning in and I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate the support. At number three, I have Chicago. I'm like, y'all listening more than Floridians out here, and I'm from Florida, so that's crazy. But I appreciate it, so I had to shout y'all out. I noticed that majority of my listeners are women, and I love that for me because I feel like I grew up in a household with majority men. I grew up in a household with my dad and my brothers. I have a sister, but we didn't grow up in the same household. So I find that majority of my life, I was comfortable talking to men because I related to men in a way that felt familiar. But as I've gotten older, I find that women are drawn to me because of either the duality that I carry, or also some people just tug on whatever it is they're attracted to. So for women that are attracted to femininity, they're drawn to me because of my femininity. For women that are attracted to masculinity, they're drawn to me because of my masculinity. So duality, we love it. Anyway, Majority of my listeners are women, and one of the most remarkable things about being a woman is that no matter how much you try to shake it, how much you try to deny it, how much you try to overlook it, we are naturally wired to carry the divine feminine energy, the vibrations, the beauty, the charisma, the charm. A lot of times, the things that people experience from us that draw them to us is the divine feminine. And in recent times, I've had experiences in the past few years, I would say after my mom passed, where my dynamic with I am or Mother, Father, God changed and evolved. I noticed that my relationship with God was always so masculine. The energy in the exchange with God was always so masculine and very fatherly. Now, if you know anything about scripture, or if you just know anything about Christianity, one of the things that is quoted in scripture, being something that God said is, I am. I am the I am. I am that I am. Which means I am dot dot dot. You get to fill in the blanks of who God is. It's not I am or God is, period. It's always constantly moving, breathing, being. Just like how we could say, I am beautiful. I am smart. I am intelligent. I am a daughter. I am a sister. I am a friend. In the same way, God is. God says, I am father. I am mother. I am sister. I am friend. And a lot of times, a lot of us limit God to being he or him or God the Father. And there's a disconnect for some people because it's hard for them to engage with masculine energy or engage with God as being a father. And sometimes people get caught up in the language that we use in society, and we use this culture, and we don't deep dive into creating a relationship or a connection to spirit or to our guide by simply letting someone else define who God is to us. So as women, and if you're not a woman and you're just listening, I want to challenge your perspective, and I want to challenge the way that you interact and engage with God. I was talking to a pastor yesterday, well, a bishop, and he's in his 80s, and I was actually driving him. That's irrelevant, but I was driving in a car with him, and I listened to him do a sermon. I went to my dad's church yesterday, and I don't go to church often. But this pastor is also a Virgo, and he's like a grandfather figure for me. And one of the things that I love about him and how he presents himself and how he speaks, how he communicates who God is like there's a masculinity about it, but there's this femininity about it. There's this gentleness, and there's this compassion, and there's this love that he speaks from, with the understanding of like that tenderness is also found in God. And I was having a conversation with him, and I asked him if he felt comfortable with hearing that God is God the Mother just as much as God is God the Father. And he just sat back. He was like, wow. And of course, he's a minister, literally ministers around the world, but something as simple as that made him pause and ponder. He just asked me to expound. And I was like, one of the most amazing things about women is that a lot of times, culture, society will use the language of men or fathers being protectors, providers, that whole thing. But when you look at life, when you look at all of life, and you look at the most profound picture of what or who protection looks like, it is a mother. When you think about, even in the animal kingdom, when you think about a cub, who you're most afraid of is mama bear. When you think of a nest, you know not to go next to a nest. I don't care if it's a bird. I don't care if it's an alligator, because of the mother. So a lot of times, if you think about scripture, if you think about the stories in scripture, if you think about the stories in the Bible, and I don't know if y'all want me to talk about Bible stories, but I can. But a lot of times God was speaking to fathers in scripture, not because men are more trusted with the word, but it's because when you bring certain things to a woman, especially pertaining to her child, a woman immediately goes into protection mode and covering. And so who we are as women is connected to the divine feminine. It is connected to Mother God, God the Mother. We have been fearfully and wonderfully made. We've been handcrafted. And even in scripture, it's like you look at how man, in the beginning, man was made of dust and dirt. And from man came women. And a lot of times people think that it's the rib that we come from. But in the original text in Hebrew, the same word that they used to convey what a woman, the part of the body that the woman was made from, that term was used only one other time in scripture. And that term is used to explain a term that upholded a structure. Basically, the foundation of a structure is upheld by that same term. And so when you look at women and when you see the beauty and the power of who we are and who we were created to be and how we were created to be, a lot of times, the example that I could give is that the most important parts of the body are the parts of the body that you cannot see. So you could live your life without an arm, without a leg, without an eye, without an ear, but you can't live without your lungs, without your heart. You need the things that we cannot see. And a lot of times what culture does is it tries to hide women. It tries to silence women, especially Black women. I know majority of my listeners are Black women. And so if nothing else were to come from this week's episode, I wanted to remind you of the power that you carry, of the purpose that you serve in society and the purpose that you serve in culture, and the power that you carry as a woman, as a divine feminine in your environment. Understand that you never have to apologize for who you are. You never have to question who you are or the value or the importance of who you are, because the world around you needs you to sustain life. And I don't know if you have children in your life. I don't know who it is that you impact around your life, but understand that you are here for a reason. Your existence is for a purpose. Who you are, the timing that you're here, there's no coincidence that you're here at this time. In the city that you're in the environment that you're in the workspace that you're in, whatever your situation is at this very moment, it's orchestrated for a reason. And you're meant to be here. You're needed where you are. Never question your value. Never question your worth. Because without you, all things around you would crumble. So take joy, take pride, and know your worth, understanding who you are and the power that you carry. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope it resonates.